Hey y'all, it's time to talk about the post-Ramadan blues. You know, in the holy month of Ramadan, we had this great spiritual elevation. We were praying on time, we were fasting, we were reading the Holy Quran, we were spending quality time with our family and our friends, we were reciting various supplications, we were thinking about Allah, thanking Him for His blessings, and asking for forgiveness for our sins. It was truly a spiritual elixir of love, the holy month of Ramadan. But now that the holy month of Ramadan is over, we find ourselves in this kind of a, you know, spiritual withdrawal. We feel kind of sad, we feel kind of depressed, we feel, I don't know, like something just isn't right. These, my dear friends, are the post-Ramadan blues. And why does it happen? Well, it happens because we had this spiritual elevation during the holy month of Ramadan, but then after the month of Ramadan, well, we don't continue some of those things. So what's the solution? Well, I kind of told you. We need to continue these things, these beautiful actions which we started in the holy month of Ramadan for the rest of our life. Continue to read the Quran. Continue to pray namaz and salat at the prescribed times. Continue to read supplications. Continue to spend quality time with your family and your friends. And so in this manner, my dear friends, we will be able to break those post-Ramadan blues, and to boot, we will continue our spiritual journey towards Allah for the rest of our lives. This was a 1 minute wisdom with you wherever you are. Thank you.